The December 19th regular meeting of the Chatham County Savannah Metropolitan Planning Commission will now come to order. If we would all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and we will proceed after that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I want to wish everyone happy holidays, happy and safe holidays. All right. For staff, petitioners, and members of the public who are participating, our procedures will be as follows. The agenda is broken down into several parts. First, notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. Next, the consent agenda, which consists of items for which the applicant is in agreement with the staff recommendation, and there are no known objections. This will be followed by regular business, old business, and adjournment. For each agenda item on regular business, the staff will make a presentation. The staff presentation will be followed by a presentation by the petitioner, should they elect to do so. The petitioner will be allotted a time frame of no more than 20 minutes. The board may then ask questions of the petitioner or staff for clarification. Afterwards, the floor will be open for public comment. If you wish to communicate on the item that the board is considering at the time, members of the public that are in person must fill out a speaker card and give it to staff. If you're participating virtually, use the raise your hand feature on your screen. Do not use the feature until the item you want to comment on is being considered. At the appropriate time, you'll be recognized and staff will unmute your microphone. At the end of your allotted time, as determined by the chair, your microphone will be muted and the chair will recognize the next speaker. The total public comment time will be equivalent to the petitioner's presentation time. Therefore, it is important that you use the raise your hand feature during the hearing on that item if you want to speak on a petition. Once the floor is closed for public comment on a petition, no additional public speakers will be allowed. If you are not certain you want to speak, still use the raise your hand feature, or if in person, fill out the speaker card. You will have the option to decline when your name is called. After public comment, the petitioner will have the opportunity for a rebuttal and then additional needed questions by the board. Finally, the board will take action. So the first item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve, Noah.
Have a second.
Jeff Notrika, second the motion.
We'll do a voice vote. All in favor? Any opposed? All right. Next order of business is notices, proclamations, and acknowledgments. We had a Finance Committee meeting this morning at 11:30, just reviewing the budgets, and no votes were taken. On to the next item, requested be removed from the final agenda. Item number two is a map amendment request to rezone from R2EO to BNEO at 202 Shipyard Road. That's item number Z-0923-000412. And item number three, map amendment request to rezone from R2EO to PRAEO at 9965 Ferguson Avenue and 1001 Bethesda. And that's item Z-0823-000406.
No, a motion to remove.
Just one moment, please. Is there anyone here to speak on those items? All right. Mr. No?
Motion to remove from the final agenda numbers two and three.
Jeff Notrika, second.
It's been properly moved and seconded. We'll do a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. There are no items requested to be withdrawn. We do have several items on the consent agenda. Item four, major subdivision, Meadow Lakes, Phase 1, Little Neck Road, Schoolhouse Road, file number 21-005624. Then major subdivision Flannery Ward, northwest corner of 38th Street and Jefferson Street, file number 21-004747. Recombination of nonconforming lot, Hopewell Plantation, which is 2120 Haygood Street, number 23-005591. Number seven, major subdivision Camden Crossing at Little Neck Road, file number 23-005986. Number eight, major subdivision Oakwood at New Hampstead Phase 1A at 3401B Highgate Boulevard, file number 23-003685. Is there anyone to speak on any of these items? I'll look for a motion.
Noah makes motion to approve consent agenda items 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
Jeff Notrika, second.
It's probably moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, we will move on. There's no old business, so we'll move on to regular business. Number 9, Recombination Subdivision at Melvin Ward, 515 West 31st Street, file number 22-003409. Mr. Morrow.
Good afternoon, Mr. Vice Chair, members of the Commission. Edward Morrow, Development Services here at the MPC. The item before you is a request for MPC review of a recombination subdivision at 515 West 31st Street. I'm going to pull up a PowerPoint. So this is the actual plat that has been submitted. It is a request to combine 8 existing parcels into one parcel. The parcels are split zoned in nature. As the aerial view here shows, you can see the parcels themselves outlined in red dashes. And the purple line that you see running between the red dashes is actually a zoning line. On one side, on the right, you see TC2, which is traditional commercial 2, and on the left side, you see TR1, which is traditional residential 1. The petitioner is requesting to combine these parcels that are split-zoned. There is an expected order with regard to requests for recombination or subdivision of land, and typically that would involve provision of some sort of a site plan that would meet the development standards of the current zoning district. In this case, staff did request a site plan from the petitioner. One was not provided, and instead staff opted to forward this to the board for determination. With that, because of the split zone and the unlikeliness that the petitioner is going to produce a site plan that meets the unique requirements of each of the zoning districts that are currently present here, staff does recommend denial of this request to recombine. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff? Is the petitioner present? Please state your name for the record.
Yep, my name is Thomas McGowan. I'm the owner of the property at 515. Thank you all very much for letting me speak to you today.
Sorry, sir. Can you repeat your name because you weren't speaking into the mic?
I'm sorry. Thomas McGowan, McGowan. I don't have anything to show you guys, but I'm just here because I'm unsure of why I can't rezone the 8 lots into one. I just got my answer. I've had Mr. Brewer from Brewer Land Survey working on this for over a year, and we've gone back and forth quite often on the matter. And I'm trying to get the 8 lots turned into one so I can reduce the clerical back end paperwork of this whole thing from a tax perspective and a cost perspective. Currently I've got 8 lots, so I got to make 8 payments to the county and 8 payments to the city. And this is a property that's just kind of sitting there and being used for storage inside of the building. There's no plan for any additional development of the property. And really, I'd just like to get it rezoned so I can have it under one address, one unit, one lot to make it easier for me to manage the property from a clerical administrative standpoint.
I have a question for the you have said rezone twice. Is it rezoning or recombining?
Yeah, combining.
Okay, but that's different than rezoning.
I just want to join all the lots together to make it one lot so it's easier for me to manage. The rezoning, I guess, came into it because there's a line going through the property.
Correct. So you're wanting to recombine, not not rezone, correct?
Yes, correct.
And were you explained how to do the process of rezoning and, recombining?
I mean, me personally, no, but Brewer Land Surveying has been working on this for quite some time.
Okay.
Mr. Morrow, can we get clarification on, is there a direction that we can point him in where this will be properly handled?
So if the interest is in recombining, I suggest the gentleman speak with Mr. Kemp at the tax assessor's office to figure out how the parcels can be administratively recombined to deal with kind of the administrative issues that he's facing.
So I don't think this is necessarily the right location for you to get resolution. So proceeding forward, is this just a no vote, no consequences to him and his?
That's correct. Denial simply means that as submitted, we cannot move forward with this. The petitioner is free to come forward with another proposal for recombination, subdivision, or even a petition for rezoning.
Okay. And just so that we're still following the rules of order, do we have any speaker cards? Sir, did you fill out a speaker card?
No.
Not you, sir. Sorry, the gentleman behind you. This is a relatively short meeting, so I'll allow it. If you'd like to come and state your name for the record.
Thank you. My name is Craig Brewer. I'm the surveyor with Brewer Land Surveying, and I just wanted to clarify, we are not seeking a rezoning of the property. We did not provide a site plan because there are no development planned at this stage. He would just simply like to take some very small pieces of property and combine them into a larger piece of property. We did provide the recombination survey, which shows all of the information that a site plan would show at this point. We do clearly show the zoning line going through the property. I do want to point out this was approved by two previous MPC staff members. I don't believe they are currently on staff here. But I did want to bring that out. We've been working on this for quite a while. We were informed that it is allowed to recombine properties that are zoned, split zoned. That is why we did not seek a rezoning. And as Mr. McGowan stated, the property is being used for storage in the existing on-site building. There's no development plan at this time. But we just thought it would make sense rather than having several small parcels to create one larger parcel so that in the future there would be room to do something.
I understand that. It sounds like the tax assessor's office may be the correct avenue for that as opposed to being here. Mr. Morrow, could you give contact information for them for that? And Mr. Coleman?
Yes. Before we head this off to the tax assessor's office, the comment by the surveyor, it means a lot to me, and the fact that having a recombination is not tied to having it rezoned and it can't be split zoned. So I think that just recombining the property has nothing to do with the development of the property. And before the property is developed, whether it's split zoned, that can be resolved to determine which direction the property owner would want to go in rezoning the remainder of the property. I just don't see where the recombination and the split zone have anything to do with the future development, because that's not on the table right now. And it's not a requirement of having the lots recombined. Therefore, why should we, withhold this opportunity based on something that's not a part of the zoning manual, the requirements of zoning? So that's my comment.
Mr. Noah.
And just for clarity, as in the last meeting, when we're talking about recombining lots as presented to this board, this would now become one lot. Am I correct? With
yes.
Split zoning.
That is correct. So,
and I just as a warning, or not a warning, but a statement that once it's recombined and you have eight lots, you wanted to pull one lot out, you possibly could not do that due to the standards that would have to be met. But administratively at the tax assessor's office, they could put it under one PIN number to give you that one bill and from the city and from the county, and you still would have eight lots and could in the future pull a lot out. Am I correct, staff?
So just to clarify, again, the administrative component of what happens with taxation in parcel lines is one thing. Matters related to zoning is a separate matter. And so when it's recombined, in order for us to subdivide this again, it would need to meet the requirements of the zoning district that's on that portion of land.
Correct. So it could turn eight lots into two lots. There's a possibility that could happen.
Sure. That's correct.
So you would lose lots, but there is a way to fulfill his need by combining it administratively at the tax assessor's office under one PIN number, correct?
That's my understanding.
Thank you.
But basically, to your point, this is a one-way check valve. Once you combine these lots, there's no guarantee you can re-subdivide these lots the way they are.
That's correct, sir.
We could also...
Sorry, Mr. Colvin.
All I was going to say is I think we're getting ahead of ourselves with this whole thing, and that, you know, the recombination, the rezoning, and how the property is developed will kind of peter itself out just in general, because also usually with financing, any bank loaning, they're not going to finance anything to split zoned either. So as this property is developed, some direction is going to have to be taken, whether it's to redivide the property or seek some unified zoning on the property. So the recombination, I believe, is a first step that allows some other step to happen as opposed to the other way around.
Mr. Dilla? Are there any other questions? Mr. McGowan, do you understand what staff is saying as far as resolving this administratively with the tax assessor's office?
Yes, yes. We'll get with a particular department once we have that information, and whenever in the future there's a rezoning question, then we'll get to it. But right now, this will solve our clerical issue.
All right.
Is there a need that would need to come back, Chair, if, say, it didn't work out at tax assessor and we deny this, or I guess what I'm asking, should we table, or
there's no penalty for them to come back?
That's my question.
There is not. That's correct. But I would say it would probably make more sense to submit a new plat to at least recombine the parcels that are zoned similarly, so that you reduce the number from 8 to 2. That might be the
But there would be a fee with that if they resubmitted a plat, or no?
The application fee for resubmitting a plat, that's correct.
But if we continued this for a meeting or two to give them time to figure it out, it might save them some money. Is that correct?
That would also be an option.
I would entertain a motion that we continue this for a meeting or two, whatever the petitioner would like, if they would like, so that they could look at all the options to save a refiling fee.
I just think point of order is we haven't had public comment on this yet before we have a motion.
This, I believe we are past the point of public comment because I have no more speaker cards and we did allow him to come up. So Mr. Noah, is that your motion?
If it's in order, yes.
We need to have a date certain though for that, correct? January 16th.
Petitioner, would that be long enough for you to get that information together? One meeting?
Yes.
My motion would be amended to the January 16th meeting.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second, Bowles.
All right. We'll go to a vote. Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Urban?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Natrika?
Yes.
And I too vote yes, so motion passes.
Mr. Welch is online.
Oh, Mr. Welch. Mr. Welch, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we will move on to our next item, number 10, special use request to have a place of worship within RSF 6 Zoning District, 1202 East 69th Street. Number 23-005388-ZA.
All right. Mr. Vice Chair, members of the Commission, the request before you is actually a two-part. It is all, in essence, the same request. However, we requested that they file two separate applications because there were two pieces of land that were not contiguous. So the first one is the request to establish a place of worship at 1202 East 69th Street, which you can see on your screen right now. The second piece of property is 1206 East 68th Street and 5302 Sanders. And again, a request to establish a special use for a place of worship. just to orient everyone to the location, we are south of the city, in the vicinity of Memorial Health. This is Durin that is passing beneath the site right here, and Waters that is going to be over here to the side. This is a look at the future land use map. So you can actually see that the other parcels are right here. They are all within the same frame. Just to give you some context, we have Waters and all of this commercial activity that is happening, you know, along this thoroughfare indicated as commercial in the future land use map. And the requested parcels are within this yellow area, which is a single family detached future land use. But again, the church use is it's established in essence, and the request is to extend that. And this is something that would be permitted within the current development standards. Here is a view of the current zoning map so that you can see the areas primarily RSF6. Just to give some overview, this is a well-established church that started well before 2008, but I am starting my aerial imagery here. You can see that this is the original site with the sanctuary that was Community Bible Church. And you can also see, I believe, maybe at this time this might have been a different church, but there was also this existing structure that is definitely now part of Community Bible Church. Fast forwarding to 2017, you can see the appearance of a new sanctuary, which is still present today. This is definitely at this point part of Community Bible Church. We can see that some parking pad has been added here. There was a residence that was here that is now off-street parking. This is one of the parcels that is the subject site within today's petition. There was a swimming pool that's gone. And at this point, that residence is no longer here. So jumping forward, actually, this is 2023. I apologize for this incorrect annotation. 2023, we can see that there is no home there, and this is part of off-street parking currently for Community Bible Church. But again, just to show that this is a campus that is well-established and has continued to grow for some time. The first request is to establish a what would become a welcome center, ancillary to a principal use as a place of worship. You can see a rendering of what is proposed to happen right now, adjacent to the existing fellowship hall and sanctuary. And this is a site plan that was submitted in association with a variance request that actually we channeled this back to this board for the purpose of considering expansion of the special use first. So this is not actually the site plan that has been submitted for consideration for this, but we do nonetheless appreciate the fact that a site plan was submitted. And this is the actual site plan for what is the proposed Welcome Center. Also, we can see that an extension of an existing office building as well as a meeting space is proposed. And you can see the large meeting space that is proposed right here for approximately 400 people. This is the existing building that was just to the north of the sanctuary and fellowship hall, and this would be extended back onto what is currently an existing residential parcel. Parking has been a principal consideration again because one of the parcels that is currently used for off-street parking will become the Welcome Center, and so even though the current City of Savannah parking requirements are based on the number of seats in the sanctuary, we know that there will obviously be some added traffic to this area as a result of these new developments. Nonetheless, I must add that no expansion of the sanctuary has been requested in association with this, and everything that is requested is ancillary to principal use as a church. And again, no expansion of the sanctuary itself, all supporting uses. We can see the current off-street parking layout. Things that are indicated in red are other off-street parking. Those that are indicated in blue are either the actual CBC campus or owned currently by CBC. Again, this one yellow parcel right here. It would have been blue, but it is now yellow as it is part of the requested expansion. And a primary feature of this parking plan is a revocable license agreement with Memorial to use 200 spaces. I believe it spans a period of about 10 years, and it would make parking available on Sunday mornings from the hours of 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. With that, the principal question before this board today is whether or not the requested expansion of this existing non-conforming use is appropriate within this neighborhood. Staff does recommend approval of the request for a special use, but with the added two conditions. The first being, because of the special use requirements, in essence, not being able to be met, just given the nature of the church itself, we know that variances are going to be required. And so our request is that the petitioner bring back a general development plan clearly outlining all of the variances that are going to be requested in association with this use. And this board has within its purview the ability to approve variances via a site plan. So the first request or recommendation is that approval will be conditioned on provision of a general development plan. The second is that at that time, a CBC campus plan, which outlays sort of a future outlook on what the CBC campus would look like, how it would function, a sustainable parking plan, as obviously on-street parking is not as prevalent, that legally is not as prevalent as we may believe that it is. And obviously some of these agreements are revocable, a good portion of the parking. We would like to have an understanding of what could we expect if any of this were to go away, in essence. So provision also of a longer-term CBC campus plan. With that, again, staff does recommend approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for staff? Is the petitioner here?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Harold Yellen for Community Bible Church of Savannah. With me today is Mr. Mark Pickering. Mark is both an elder of the church, but for purposes of today's hearing, he is also the project engineer. Staff basically went over virtually everything that I was going to tell you. So I appreciate the very thorough presentation. I will tell you that in the staff report, staff, and I'm going to quote staff, we're proposing an expansion of a current like operations with no significant departures from current special uses. And I'll quote, staff views this request as a change in scale of use, not a significant change in the nature of the use itself. We agree with both of those assessments. We have worked very hard to be here. We provided the parking chart that you just looked at. To be fair, city code requires that parking be within 600 feet of the use. Because we have so many buildings, we're not quite sure where the center point of the 600 feet should be. But it is clear that this church would ordinarily require 125 spaces. We have 465 spaces. So we are reasonably sure that no matter what the event, we'll have adequate parking for our church and its members. With that, we're happy to answer any questions y'all may have. I should also add the two conditions requested by staff, we are in agreement. We will come back to you, back to the MPC with our plan, and you can review it again at that time. So with that, we're happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Yellen? Okay. Is there anyone from the public here?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. No one online? Any board discussion? All right. We'll be looking for a motion.
Motion to approve staff's recommendation with the two conditions listed in the report.
And your name? And your name?
Noah.
Thank you.
Jeff Notrico, second.
It's been properly moved and seconded, so we'll go to a vote. Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Irvin? Where is it going? You just step out. All right. Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Natrika?
Yes.
Mr. Welsh? Is Mr. Welsh there?
Yes.
Thank you, yes. Sir. And I too vote yes, so motion carries. Next item is item number 11, which is the same, a new presentation, or are we just going to vote on this?
You may proceed with the vote on this item. I apologize.
All right.
It is the exact same presentation.
For item 11, just for the record, is special use request to have a place of worship within RSF 6 zoning district at 1206 East 68th Street and 5302 Sanders Street. Item number 23-005389-ZA. It is the same petition that we just heard. It just is the other parcel of land. So we will proceed with a vote. Ms. Bowles? I'm sorry.
We need a motion, yes. But are there stipulations that should be listed? Are they the same?
Same.
They are the exact same.
One and two. Mm-hmm. Noah makes motion to approve with the two recommendations by staff.
Jeff Notriga, second.
Thank you. It's been properly moved and seconded. We'll go to a vote. Ms. Bowles?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Epstein?
Yes.
Mr. Kegler?
Yes.
Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Mr. Notriga?
Yes.
Mr. Welch?
Yes.
Thank you. And I too vote yes. Motion carries. So there are no more items on our agenda other than if Mr. Morrow would like to introduce publicly our two new staff members for on the record, if you will.
Absolutely. So thankfully we have some new staff members here giving us a hand in development services. The first is Mr. Brad Clement. Brad comes to us with a very prestigious history from the U.S. Army. So I've been grateful to have his support. And also, N'Kobe Richardson, who is at the rear here, he is our intern, and he is rapidly moving up the ranks. So thank you so much.
I'd also like to introduce our new director for Historic, Jonathan Mellon, who's in the back. And Mr. Mellon worked for us previously as a contractor, and now he's back as the director of Historic Planning. Also a very prestigious background in historic development.
Thank you. Glad to have you back and glad to have you two on board with us. And that does it for our meeting. Looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Noah.
Second.
Jeff Notriga, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you very much.